The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
All right. We got a little football game tonight, and we're going to get our bombshell on. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells on 290. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the master, keeping us on air back in studio, and the ever-popular Voldemort, keeping us on air as we broadcast live from Bombshells on 290. And if you want to get in today, well, we are not going to take any phone calls, but you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. Better option, Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Can't watch us on live stream because we're out here at Bombshells on 290, which I have to say, AJ, this is my new pre- and post-racetrack place.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because it's pretty close.
Right on the way.
Yeah, it's right on the, exactly, right on 290. And all you got to do when you leave here is just jump on that Fairbanks in North Houston and it takes you right to the track. So very glad to have this. Nice place, man. It's a perfect balcony day, by the way. I mean, not balcony, yeah,
patio day. It's really nice.
Yeah, we actually almost set up on the patio. So very happy to be here. We're going to have a fun show today. We'll have Christopher Harris at 4:15 for your fantasy. We'll have Brad Powers today at 6 o'clock for your college football talk. We got a Texans game tonight to get to. Your Rockets are melting down. It's just going to be a fun day. Before we get started, though, I want to do a quick shout-out to one of our sponsors, Hawk Security. Those guys are going to be doing my house. And great dudes. So if you're looking for a home security system, I highly recommend them.
All right.
So very affordable, quality, everything. Everything I'm looking for. So we had they came by today and had a good chat and looking forward to working with those guys. So, but yeah, ready to rock and roll. Excited about the game tonight. I keep looking at that +7.5 on the Dolphins, man, and I know they're terrible.
I don't want to bet on the Dolphins, but I think it's the only side you can play. I settled for under 45.
Yeah, I think that's a good play. And then we talked about the Texans team total. I think it was 27.5.
27.5.
Yeah, I'd be under that too. I was listening to Joel and Cody a little bit on the way in. Cody filling in for Barry, who was sick.
And no, 24.5.
Sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's still go under. I don't. How many times have they scored 24 points this year?
I think
once.
Once, yeah.
Yeah. So, I was listening to them, and they're about how, you know, this is one where the Texans should, you know, they should take care of business tonight. Everything's kind of in their favor.
Wait. Just like – no, I was wrong. It was 27.
Okay, yeah.
Just like every other Texans game so far this year, except for the Patriots game?
That's the thing. I mean, the Dolphins are beat up. Yeah, they're missing some receivers. Yeah, it's Brock at quarterback. They're allowing a ton of running yards. But I don't know what anyone's seen out of this Texans team to think that they're not going to struggle again tonight and win a close game. I just don't – I have not seen anything out of them. Yeah, realistically, short week – you should pound these dogs, but
I just don't know, man. I don't see anything in this team that tells me this is going to be a blowout by any stretch of the imagination.
There's a weird thing here with the – so the total on the game, 44.5. 27 is the team total for the Texans. 17.5 is the team total for the Dolphins. So there's a 9.5-point discrepancy between the team totals.
And the spread.
And the spreads, there's a 2-point discrepancy.
Yeah.
So that's atypical. Usually it's about a half point one way or
the
other.
Yeah, it's usually right in the same area code. But no, it's
– But it looks like the numbers being bet towards the Dolphins – right now you can get minus 105 on plus or minus 7.5 for the Texans, and it's minus 115 to take 7.5 with the Dolphins. Another thing that's just going to keep me away from it, because I don't want to give extra juice betting on a team that sucks.
We were talking about that before the show. It's so funny how I will pass on a bet if I see minus. I mean,
too much vig, yeah.
At minus 115, I mean.
In the long haul, that can add up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and especially if you're grinding out at right around 50%, which is where I am right now, and is not good. So, I just won't do it most of the time. But I mean, I'm interested to see if they play the same kind of game plan as they did last week, where they come out, run the football, and play very conservative on offense and just let their defense try to win, and if that'll work. Because I honestly believe the Dolphins' offense right now, even as beat up as it is a lot more of a threat than what they saw last week in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
With no receivers and certainly guys who couldn't hold on to the ball. Blake Bortles, who was more than happy to give the ball to them, which I think Brock will do a couple times too. But, and then T.J. Yeldon, who just falls forward for a yard every time he gets the ball. I think the Dolphins have a little more than that. And, you know, so I think but I don't see the Texans scoring 27 points. That seems like a really ridiculous number to me.
Well, hopefully it just stays under 45. That's my hope.
Yeah, yeah. I'm seeing Texans 20, Dolphins 17 kind of game, or 21-17.
Yeah.
Well, no, there'll be a field goal because there always is. So 20-17, we'll stick with that. But yeah, there's Roger in the house.
Orale.
Rogelio, our Dallas Cowboys correspondent. So yeah, he was with us when we did the pub crawl Saturday.
How did he fare?
Were
you feeding him Thrive Plus under the
table? He was following the Falcon Thrive
following
Plus
protocol.
Plan. Yeah, so he was fine. He was actually better than most, I'll say that. Better than the other people that were hanging out with us after, because they were a wreck. And then my two friends who are Ohio State fans were devastated because we had the game on. They were so mad they just left and didn't even say goodbye.
Bro, I don't blame
them.
They could have left at halftime.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they kept waiting for it to turn around, and it never did. And
they're
like, yeah, oh, well. 713-780.
I would have been okay with them winning as long as they won by less than 12.5 points. That would have been fine with me.
Yeah, well, that was never.
I wanted a little more scoring from Ohio State. They almost cost me my over.
Yeah.
That was my over was my biggest. That the over on that Purdue Ohio State game was or Ohio State game was my biggest play of the weekend, and I basically had to get a BS backdoor junk time. A junk time touchdown from the team that was winning in junk time.
I will take that every time because I feel like this year.
Like it's owed to you a little bit?
It is. I feel like – and it always evens out, so I don't worry about it too much. But this is one of those years where I feel like I have been burned on the wrong end of things way more often. And I know we always remember the ones that we lose, just like poker. It's like you always remember when the guy sucks out on you, but you don't remember when you do it to somebody else. No, I keep pretty good records of this. So, yeah, I've been on the wrong end of five games that I think the bet was right and the result – I got hosed on. So
fair enough.
Which, you know, we'll turn that around. I believe that means I'm owed five of them where I'm wrong. And it comes out the right way. 713-780-ESPN is the number if you want to text the show.
Did you watch any Rockets last night?
A little bit. Actually,
Eric Gordon just missed another three.
Yeah. I watched.
Missed another three.
Actually, I spent more time watching hockey last night because I got so frustrated watching the Rockets. And as soon as Harden limped off, I'm like, okay, I'm done. So I watched that Leafs-Winnipeg game that was on, and then I watched Colorado and who the hell did they play? I'm blanking now. I watched that game too.
It was an ugly game last night, the Rockets game. It wasn't a fun watch. And most NBA games this season have been fun to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this was just, I mean, it was horrible, horrible shooting from both sides. You know, your boy Ricky Rubio, he was bad. Eric Gordon was bad.
Yeah.
PJ Tucker was bad, unfortunately. There was nobody who was really good. Gerald Green, also bad in that game. At least on the Rockets side, there was nobody who was good. Donovan Mitchell, good at sport.
Yeah, he's good.
That guy's pretty decent.
Tampa, Colorado, that's who it was.
Oh, okay.
It was 1-0. It was like real thriller.
But Rockets start off 1-3. And granted, they haven't had Chris Paul for two of those games. But not the start you were hoping for when you're looking to, quote-unquote, run it back.
Yeah.
Not ideal to get off to a 1-3 start. And, you know, you're losing to teams that are, I mean, the Jazz, the Clippers, and the Pelicans, realistically, those are teams you're probably fighting for a playoff spot with, you know, or for playoff seeding. I'm not saying the Rockets aren't going to make the playoffs, but at some point you're going to wish you had those wins over those teams because they're going to be in the same mix as you, as teams trying to knock off Golden State.
Yeah, I think I'm not too concerned about all that right now because I think at some point they'll run off 10 in a row once they figure things out. But, you know, it's – and everything's sort of heightened at the beginning of the year. They'll get it. They're not healthy right now. They've been – I mean, Chris Paul may be more important to this lineup than James Harden, too, and he's
been gone
for two
games.
So, it's – you know, they'll be fine. I think they're not going to be 65-win team like they were last year, but I don't think we expected that. I think we expected 55, 56, kind of what the Vegas number was. And they still have plenty of time to do that, so I'm not too worried about it. I actually had to turn off Joel and Cody today for the first time in recent memory.
Why is that?
Because some idiot called in suggesting trading James Harden for Jimmy Butler four games into the season, and they spent 30 minutes discussing why that was a dumb idea.
Shouldn't that just be a hang-up?
That's
keyboard cat.
Yeah, that's pretty much all you got to do is
yeah, trade the defending league MVP for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, you know, I'm on record as saying that I don't think a team that's got James Harden as their best player is ever going to win an NBA title. But it doesn't mean that you just say, we got to get rid of the guy. It is what it is. That's the guy you tied your hitch to.
I'm no fan of his, but either of his game or his personality, but that's your guy.
Yep.
You know, and you know, unless Toronto said, "Hey, I'll give you Kawhi Leonard,"
right?
I think about that.
Yeah, we'll talk then.
Yeah, but he's not even. But he's a free agent. You'd have to get him locked up long term if you were doing that. That's about it. I mean, that or you know, if you want to send me Kevin Durant, okay, I'll have that conversation. Otherwise, dumb.
I might take Steph Curry at this point. Steph Curry hasn't had a game this year where he scored less than 30 points. Oh, he had one. He scored 29 in one, but scored 51 in three quarters last night.
Yeah, that's
that
good?
That was cartoon basketball going on.
Yeah.
That's
that NBA 2K fill in the year.
No, it's NBA Jam when the ball turns into flames.
Yeah.
And you just chuck it up from half court and it drops. That was Steph Curry last night.
All right, guys, you want to get in on the action on your Texans tonight? You want to get in on the action on, I don't know, college football tonight? There's a lot of good college football to bet. You want to play hockey? You want to play NBA? You want to get in on some of those overs because they all seem to be hitting? MyBookie is the place to go. And it's the only website I use now, it has everything I could possibly want besides NFL, college football. I bet the hockey. I've been betting a lot of hockey. I've been betting a lot of CFL and horses, all of it's on MyBookie. And the cool thing about them is they're safe, they're reliable, they've been in business for years, and I know if I put my money in there and win, I'm going to be able to get it out. And that's one of the big issues with a lot of these websites. That's not the case with MyBookie. You can trust them. In-game betting, so if you're like me, you get home late tonight, the game's already started, and you want to jump in and make a play after somebody scored, you can do that. They got you covered. All you have to do is go on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie and get your account started, or you can just go to mybookie.ag. They're going to match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your first deposit. This is not going to last much longer, so jump in and get that now. Just use promo code RADIO to activate your offer. Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code radio when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
Hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Bill Advisor. I've been telling you for a while, if you've got a cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're overpaying for those things. You started off getting a great price, but your bill always goes up. You really need to get with Bill Advisor. What they do, they work directly with your providers to reduce your monthly rates. Not lower your service, not lower your data or your speed, just lower your bill. And they are winning for our listeners. They guarantee they're going to save you at least $300. Most of our listeners are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving well into the thousands. That could be you. Start saving now. Text the word GO to 232323. Your personal Bill Advisor is going to get to work for you. One more time, just text GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Bombshells on 290, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Bombshells on 290. If you're in the area, come on out, hang out. Great place to watch a game. They got TVs everywhere. Great place to follow your fantasy players. And you know what that music means. It's time for Christopher Harris, the legend of fantasy football. HarrisFootball.com does rankings, does podcasts, does YouTube stuff, a little bit of everything. Christopher, how are you this week, my friend?
I'm good. We're going to officially, this is it. This is a moment where you can stop calling me Christopher.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't know why you keep doing that.
Well, because that's, well, this goes back a couple of years where John always puts Christopher Harris on there, right? And I was calling him Chris, and then I don't know who it was told me, no, it's Christopher. You need to make sure you call him Christopher. And I'm like, okay.
No.
So I've been doing that ever since. So
nope. Opposite of that. Chris is okay, fine. Okay, I just feel bad for the extra syllables. I don't care, but I feel bad that you have to say that. That's
so let's go with Mr. Harris from now on. Is that that's probably the
and
best.
And I want my green M&M.
That's right. Hey, is at this point, is it safe to consider Adam Thielen the best fantasy wide receiver in fantasy football? I had him second in my rankings this week, right behind Antonio Brown, but I had to like give it some real thought. How much of an upgrade have you given Adam Thielen from what you thought of him preseason?
A lot. I'm with you. Yeah. I mean, if somebody were to make that argument, first of all, how could you disagree with how great he's been? I actually posted a YouTube video on the Harris Football channel last Thursday in which I basically just showed ISO cam on him running routes and getting open. And it's ridiculous. I mean, the guy's footwork is fantastic. Defensive backs just can't stay with him. At the stem of his route, he's essentially unguardable. And, you know, they're using him more like a downfield guy, and Stephon Diggs has sort of been filling in as more of a playmaker on shorter stuff. So at some point it becomes nominal. Who cares? Like, he's awesome. He's in the top five. You're using him every week. But sure, if somebody put him one, how could I debate?
For DFS, which has gotten a lot more difficult to win at over the last couple years, I was telling somebody yesterday that if you don't have Todd Gurley and Adam Thielen in your lineup, it's hard to win. Because like you look at the winning lineups every week, and it's those two guys, and they're filling in some decent guys around them. But, I mean, there's one common thread, and it's those two guys that are just so dominant over everyone else at their positions.
We do a DraftKings segment every Thursday, so I just did one today for the podcast, and I have a DFS guy, Mitch, who comes on, and we talk. And you know, taking it further with the Gurley thing, like last year in the Harris Football group, like we have a 1,000-person group that DraftKings puts on for us every week, like a $5 entry. They don't take a rake, that kind of thing. And I think 70% of the entries, 700 out of 1,000 entries had Todd Gurley in it. So you can't, you know, if he's going to go out, he didn't even play that great, but he scores three touchdowns. If that's going to happen, you can't win without them. And I assume at some point it doesn't keep happening because it's just the nature of the beast. Usually you don't score a touchdown every week, but if they do, I mean, man, they're dominant.
What do you think about using players tonight? Obviously Hopkins is a must start every week, but do you upgrade Lamar Miller a little bit because the Dolphins suck so much against the run?
I didn't upgrade him beyond where I would have him, but I think I always have him a little higher than I get a lot of complaints about why he's so high on Lamar Miller every single week. And every single week he's healthy, which is not always. I swear 3 weeks ago, I fought off the movement of like, why wouldn't you rate Alfred Blue ahead of Lamar Miller? And my response was, I've seen Alfred Blue play football before.
Right.
You know, he runs into things. That his big problem is that if he had eyeballs, he would be fantastic. But he, you know, he's a great athlete. But I just, you know, Miller isn't great. But he's never been as good as his boosters wanted him to be. Remember when it was such an outrage when the Dolphins wouldn't play him more? Why won't you play him 300 times? Oh, he'd be so great. Like three separate coaching staffs looked at him and were like, meh, we're okay. And
yeah.
I think that's probably where the Texans are too. They think he's fine. And he, you know, he's a tough kid for sure. He has really good moments, but he's never quite as good as you think he'll be. But, you know, in this running back landscape, goodness, I mean, somebody who's going to have that kind of workload and be pretty good, I'm going to take it.
So I was thinking about the Carlos Hyde trade and the impact on fantasy and sort of the butterfly effect of that. And I came up with there's only one guy you can own that you're happy about the Carlos Hyde trade, and that's Nick Chubb. If you own Nick Chubb, cha-ching, but if you own Leonard Fournette, T.J. Yeldon, Carlos Hyde, aren't you kind of bummed that that happened? I mean, how much do you downgrade those guys for the rest of – I mean, obviously, Fournette's hard to talk about right now, but for the rest of the year.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You nailed it. That's right. I mean, I would feel better about Chubb if I thought he looked great in the game against Tampa. I've been telling people, I said on the podcast, like, if you had just put Carlos Hyde's uniform onto Nick Chubb, I would have been like, oh, there's Carlos Hyde. Like, he didn't look – super explosive, but it's one game, and you love the opportunity. So for sure, as like a stash, it's turning into, well, at least he's an RB2 because that's what Hyde was, and maybe there's a chance for more. But of course, I'm with you. I mean, I assume that Hyde plays this week. Maybe this is the game they got him for, or else maybe they know something about Fournette's leg that we don't. If it winds up being Fournette and Hyde in the same backfield, it's going to be annoying. I mean, they're pretty similar style players, to be honest. You know, neither one's a super quick twitch guy. Both of them are really good power runners. They have some decent long speed if they get the long runway. But, you know, it seems to me that whatever Hyde does, which I like Carlos Hyde, but it seems to me Leonard Fournette does better. And it turns into a rotation, and it does hurt them both.
Notice you have Aaron Rodgers, your number one quarterback this week against the Rams defense. What was the thought process on that one?
He's Aaron Rodgers. Next question. No, I you know, like it's. I'm just going to always have Aaron Rodgers number one. He's the best quarterback there is. You're talking to a Patriots fan. He's, you know, for fantasy, Aaron Rodgers is better, you know, than Tom Brady is. And like, I can come up with all the reasons, the sort of narrative reasons, like, oh, they're going to have a hard time keeping pace, and it's going to be a high over under, and they're going to throw, and all that might be true. Sometimes we're right when we say that. I think often we're not that great at predicting game flow. Mostly, I think what the Packers want to do as a base offense is throw, and Aaron Rodgers is really good at that. And sure, I mean, I could see negative game script being a part of it, so I feel just fine with Aaron Rodgers.
I noticed you have Andrew Luck up there against Oakland. Are you basically going to stream any quarterback against the Raiders right now?
Well, I mean, Luck wouldn't be a stream. It's
Luck's
a good question.
Good.
He has been good, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, here's what I'll say about that. You know, it can go one of two ways. There are times where it seems like a team – remember the Seahawks were dead in the water, a team in total chaos 3 weeks, you know, in 2 or 3 weeks into the season? Remember that Bears outing in Chicago week two? Stuff turns around, and these guys are pro athletes, and they're, you know, we don't know what that locker room's really like, and it seems like it's a mutiny, but then maybe it's not – you know, all that stuff feels like we could get more information as we go along. All that said, they didn't play real well against Seattle and London. If they come out and stink against the Colts, it's going to start feeling like the snowball rolling downhill. And then, you know, there's so many quarterbacks you can use in any given week. Sure, I'll stream quarterback. I mean, that's my overriding fantasy strategy when it comes to quarterbacks right now would be trade your quarterback. Find somebody who wants Pat Mahomes and get an RB1 for him. It'll hurt a little bit, and then you'll realize, oh, cool, I can get 20 points out of Andy Dalton every week.
Yeah, I play in a league where earlier in the year I traded Matt Ryan. I had Tom Brady in that league, and I had Matt Ryan as I got with, like, he was like the 14th or 15th quarterback, and I ended up trading him to a guy for Jarvis Landry in a PPR league, and I feel like I just stole from him. And because when am I ever going to use, you know, when am I going to bench Tom Brady? It just seems unlikely. So I, you know, if you've got, especially if you've got a decent backup, I'd even consider trading your starter. And I may have traded Tom Brady for a good enough wide receiver at that point. But yeah, I'm with you. There's value to be had down the board on these quarterbacks. And Andrew Luck was found gold in my opinion, because I got him so late in my draft that it's a league that I drafted Russell Wilson in. And I now play Andrew Luck every week while Russell Wilson just sits there, because I have to carry a second quarterback on my roster for the rules of our league. But, yeah, he's collecting dust at this point.
Right, well, and speaking of narratives that have been disproven, remember those first few weeks when Andrew Luck hit a low average yards per attempt, so his arm was broken? Remember that?
Yeah.
It just goes to show you that, like, if we're going to decide this stuff just based on the numbers, we're always going to make mistakes. This is why I have the YouTube channel. It's why I have a podcast. It's, you know, I spend all Sunday and Monday watching every game. And I told everybody on the YouTube channel, watch this throw. Watch this throw. Andrew Luck is fine. His arm is fine. He's fine. He's fine. It's turned out he's pretty good.
Obviously won't impact this week, but downgrade or upgrade where you will have Amari Cooper after the trade to the Cowboys?
You know, I downgraded him. I took him out. I mean, I might have done that anyway because it was turning into such a mess, but I mean, Amari Cooper's physical talent doesn't seem to be what's at issue here. It seems to be the 6 inches between his ears and consistency, and there have been rumblings now that he's left that he wasn't the hardest worker and blah, blah, blah. Like, this kid, the kid who can't seem to mentally put it all together with drops and all that stuff, that's the kid we were going to trade midseason and put him in a new system. And I'm not going to say the pass patterns are different, right? I mean, a nine is a nine. You know, people know how to run comeback routes. But there's something for sure to be said to knowing where the quarterback likes you to run the route, to knowing the quarterback knowing where the receiver likes the ball in that route. I mean, quarterbacks and receivers take years to develop that kind of intimate knowledge of one another. And to say that this is the guy who's going to be able to just jump to a new situation and make that kind of relationship, I find a little bit dubious, to be honest. And, you know, it feels to me like maybe long-term that works out, but in the short-term I'm sort of prepared for it to fail.
Well, do you at least see him as an upgrade for Dak Prescott? I mean, given what he's got, like, a much lesser version of Amari Cooper than people thought we were going to get preseason seems to be better than anything the Cowboys have been running at wide receiver, right?
Maybe. I guess that's right. Is it enough to make me go, I'm excited about using Dak Prescott? No way.
No, but, I mean, but I'm just saying, like, bad Amari Cooper is better than Cole Beasley, right?
Different position. I mean, I think they wish they'd been thrown to Cole Beasley this much all season. Who knows why they weren't? These last two games have been good for Beasley. He's sort of kept them in games. But better than, you know, Allen Hurns? Absolutely. Of course, better than Allen Hurns. So it is an upgrade in weaponry. I just don't know if it makes me excited that suddenly this is a functional Cowboy passing offense. I'm tending to be on the skeptical end of that. But I'm willing to be proven wrong. There's certainly a lot of pressure on it working.
All right, that's Chris Harris. Check him out at harrisfootball.com. Follow him on Twitter, @HarrisFootball. Always great stuff. Chris, appreciate the time, my friend. We will talk to you again next week.
You got it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Trying to keep him. Sorry.
What? You okay?
Yeah, there was a bunch of hot chicks standing by. I was taking pictures. I had no idea what was happening. And then I had, like, sat back in my chair and trapped one of the girl's hands, and I was like, I was trying to keep her.
All I noticed was it smelled a hell of a lot better over here all of a sudden. And then, you look up and there's a bunch of hot chicks. Our jobs don't suck. All right.
Horrible day.
Yeah. We're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. We'll be right back.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Bombshells on 290. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Bombshells on 290. Come on out. Good food, lots of TVs, lots of alcohol, lots of attractive women all dressed up for Halloween, which is always a plus in my
sexy costume day Bombshells. I forgot to wear my sexy costume. I was thinking about it. My actual uniform from the Army probably fits me the same way most of these girls' uniforms are fitting them right now. Yeah. So I could have done that.
You could have been spilling out in all the right places, just like they are.
Yeah, my bosom's popping out of my Class A uniform. Yeah, I could do that.
I don't think my Doug Marrone costume is sexy.
No?
No.
Probably not.
But it works.
Okay. Did you buy Jags gear?
In case we actually go do something for Halloween. I got a Jags hoodie with a visor.
Okay.
And I'm just going to wear my headphones and carry a clipboard.
Okay.
And sunglasses. Works. I have the sunglasses, too. So yes, if we go anywhere this year, I will be Doug Marrone. And I'm pretty sure I'll look just like him because I've seen the pictures.
Thanks.
Guys, if you haven't checked out.
And you don't like to admit that you look like Jeffrey Jones.
You know, if you weren't a kid diddler.
Right. You'd be okay with it.
Yeah. But, you know, there's certain things that just I'm very uncomfortable with. And, you know, there are times when I probably resemble the guy. But, man, that's not one you want to be compared to. That's like, hey, you look like O.J. Simpson. Great. Yeah. You look like Ted Bundy. Oh, wonderful. Yeah, you look like Ted Cruz. Oh, sorry.
Hey, we talked about the Rockets struggling, and now reports say James Harden going to miss the next two games against the Clippers and then against the Blazers.
Yeah.
And Ennis is going to miss the Clippers game too. So, man, not a good start to the season.
They've got a lot of broken guys right now, but you should be able to beat the Clippers with Chris Paul back, I would think. I don't know. Without Harden, though.
Right.
Oh, but of course you could trade him for Jimmy Butler, right? hey, if you haven't checked out sportsmap.com today, we've got Matt Peralt's video with his week 8 NFL plays is up.
We should have put him in our picks game.
Yeah, because we would be beating him.
I was going to say, I think we'd beat him.
Well, he started off something like 0-6. Of course, Nick started off slow, and look at him. He's doing just fine
now. Well, no, he's still in second to last place, but
I'm being nice. Charlie Polillo has a video up on the Rockets. We have a story on the Texans about how they're playing themselves out of a pick for an offensive lineman.
All right.
And, an update from the game last night from our buddy Paul Muth. We got your fantasy rankings up there. We've got our standings for the Gal Media Show Host Challenge. And after the game tonight, we will have Brian O'Donnell's Gamer. We'll have Cody Stutz Player of the Game. We'll have a column from me. And we will have Jermaine Every's Good, Bad, and Ugly. So if you're driving home tonight or someone's driving you home, you'll be able to get on your phone and look all that stuff up.
All right.
So, website's blowing up, man. Appreciate everybody who reads it. Hope you guys were enjoying it. It's interesting. I do kind of disagree with Chris on having Aaron Rodgers number one against the Rams defense. Because, I know he may be the best player, but I'll tell you what, if I had a choice right now, I'd take Andrew Luck against the Raiders over.
I mean, I'll take Patrick Mahomes against Denver.
Yeah.
I've already seen him.
I'll pretty much take Patrick Mahomes against anybody right now.
Yeah, that's, I understand what he's saying. And part of me, I guess part of the reason why I had, this week I had Antonio Brown ahead of Adam Thielen was because at some point it's just like, man, this guy's been so consistent for so long. I just got to roll with it. My top five this week, Mahomes, Rodgers, Cousins, Breeze, Goff.
Okay.
And so, Brady.
I think I like your rankings a little
Brady,
better.
Brady, Roethlisberger, Luck right behind those guys. But I think they're all really close. I think Jameis Winston's close this week.
Yeah, he's got him 10th.
Yeah, if Cam Newton's healthy, I think he could be pretty good. But I'm a little nervous about him. And they've got a tough matchup.
Yeah, he didn't throw at all today, apparently, in the open part of
practice. Yeah, that's concerning, man. And it's making me want to play Baltimore. But the look-ahead line, like, I don't know what happened. Baltimore lost a game. And suddenly, they're
a bigger favorite now than they were supposed to be. I mean, it was supposed to be like a pick 'em, and now you've got to give points with Baltimore. That doesn't feel right. But if Cam Newton's not right,
but you know what, he seems to show up even when he's beat up.
Yeah,
and that, you know, so even if he takes more punishment than any quarterback in the league, but he's so big and strong. Well, maybe Roethlisberger.
Yeah,
but those guys are so strong they just shake guys off.
One thing I'll say about that game is when I was handicapping this game, and I'm kind of guilty of it too. When you think of the Panthers, do you think good defense or bad defense?
I think good defense, but
the metrics say they're a bad defense.
Yeah, exactly.
When you think of Ravens, do you think good offense or bad offense?
I think bad offense, but again,
metrics say good offense.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's really weird how our preconceptions just stick with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, man, you're telling me the Ravens have they've got a top 10 offense in the NFL? Yeah, they do. And I know that, you know, it's easy to say, oh, Joe Flacco sucks. Not this year.
No.
You know, and that Panthers defense that's always so good, their secondary is horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Well, it's like you want to think of the Eagles as a good defense. Guess what?
They're not.
No, their secondary is a mess.
So,
just like in Carolina.
Yeah. So sometimes we – and I fall into it too. And I'm trying to get better about it and not just giving so much credence to the logo on the helmet. And just kind of like, okay, because especially now.
Yeah.
The first 4 weeks of the season, you do have to look at a little bit at a team's reputation, a coach's reputation. 8 games in, though, seven games in, we've got enough of a sample size where we can say, okay, the Ravens were supposed to have a bad offense. They don't. John Brown is good. Joe Flacco is having a better than his recent history season. You know, they're protecting Joe Flacco. I think Joe Flacco has been like, I think he's got like the adjusted sack rate against the Ravens. They've got like the number three. They're the third best team at protecting the quarterback against sacks. That's something that we haven't had in a long time. So when you think of a team a certain way, at some point you have to say, okay, we're not just talking about, okay, the purple and black helmets.
Right.
You have to say, here's this 7 games worth of data that I've now accrued that I've got to look at when I'm making these picks.
You know what's funny is I'm really good about that with college football, more so than I am the NFL.
I am too, but with college football, there's so much change every year. Year to year, the longest you're going to have a guy around for is 4 years, unless he's one of these random quarterbacks who hangs out for 7 years somehow.
Like Case Keenum.
Right.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you're looking at turnover, heavy turnover year after year.
Generally. So with it NFL comes down teams, to the coach.
Yeah,
basically.
With NFL teams, there's less of that, but there's also more coaching consistency with college football. Like, the coaches don't get blown out as quickly.
346 is asking, I have Winston and Ryan at quarterback. Should I trade Ryan for a WR1 or solid RB2?
If you can, yes.
Yeah.
Because Jameis Winston's another dude who, you know, that's a guy who we kind of assumed that there was going to be a downgrade the way Fitzpatrick was playing the first couple weeks of the season. There's no downgrade. Jameis Winston's a better player than Ryan Fitzpatrick. The Bucs offense is rolling with Jameis Winston. Doesn't mean the team's good, but they're rolling offensively.
Yeah.
So for fantasy purposes, yeah. I mean, Matt, the Falcons aren't good either. But Matt Ryan, he's going to put up points week in and week out. But, yeah, if you've got two assets like that and you can sucker someone into – because what you can't find on the waiver wire is a WR2.
Right.
A guy who you can put in week in and week out into your lineup and go, that guy's going to get me 10, 12 points. That doesn't exist. Like, it's not just sitting around. So if you've got an asset that you can replace with someone who is on the waiver wire, like you probably just pick Jameis Winston up off the pile at some point. And if you can trade Matt Ryan or Jameis, for that matter, for an asset that you can't find laying around, dude, that's a coup.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what's always consistent and what's always good. Lions Poker Palace.
Oh, yes, they are, man.
I mean, they are consistent winners every week, because anytime you go there, you're going to get a classy place with great food and great poker and run by great people, man. I'm telling you, Georgian, as you do such a good job over there. You know what they got going on tonight? A round of each tourney starting at 6:30 p.m. You can register until 8:10, and it's an 80-plus 20 buy-in, 3K guaranteed for that. And Friday night, they have the Big Bounty Tournament, 6,000 guaranteed. You can late reg up until 8:40 on that. And this weekend, they've got a 12K guarantee on Saturday at 1 o'clock. How about that? Late registration until 3:10. And Sunday, and I may actually go do this, 10K guaranteed.
Dang.
They take care of you over there, man.
They're balling out there. And yeah, they BYOB, so if you want to drink, you can bring your own stuff. They'll hook you up there. Their food is out of this world. And like you said, when you walk in this place, it feels like you're walking into a Vegas poker room. And, in fact, it's a lot nicer than most Vegas poker rooms these days. So you're getting a world-class poker experience there. Like you said, good people. They told me to tell the people, if there's a game that people want to watch, just tell us. We'll put it on.
Yeah.
No matter what the game, we're going to find
it. And they got plenty of TVs. So if you're going this weekend, you want to watch college football or pro football on Sunday, man, they got you covered.
Yep. Go in and see it for yourself. Follow them on Facebook for all the information about their tournaments. They've always got tournaments going. And they've got great benefits for their cash players as well, including free food and free time. But go in and see it for yourself. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. That's Lions Poker Palace.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Bombshells on 290. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at Bombshells on 290. Got a bunch of blitzers here. We got Todd wandered in.
The boss man is here.
Yeah. Hey, we're celebrating Dia.
He always lies. He's like, good to see you. And I know he's not happy to see me.
Well, see, he says that to me, too. I thought he was being honest.
Well, he might be with you because you're management. But, like, Todd doesn't like me. Todd's never liked me, and he's always got to, you know.
Really, let's explore this. Why is
maybe
this?
He has to like pretend to like me because
that's
we've got a successful show. But you can tell when guys like you and when they don't. Todd for sure doesn't like me.
So
I'm the guy who like anytime something's going wrong around here and no one else wants to bitch about it, guess who goes to Todd's office to bitch about things? It's always me.
Do you ever just go in and say,
like,
hey, how's it going?
Shoot the breeze? Yeah. Never.
Okay, see, that's why.
Never.
I do that all the time. Like, I'll pop my head in and say, hey, what's going on? How's business? Are we selling? What are we doing?
Our only interactions are when I'm pissed off about something.
Okay, so I wouldn't like you either if that were the case.
Well, it's understand. I'm not saying it's not justified. I'm just saying that, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe that's what he's saying. It's good to see you not in my office yelling at me.
Yeah, I think that's what
stuff.
He meant. I think exactly what
he meant. It's reasonable.
We're celebrating Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead, Sunday at Forest Park Lawndale Funeral Home and Cemetery Festival Celebration. It's from 2 p.m. until 5 with free entry. You'll enjoy live music, hay rides, balloon artists, kid-friendly activities, and more. You can even bring photos of your loved ones for the altar. Come celebrate those you love but have passed with us Sunday at Forest Park Lawndale Funeral Home and Cemetery. I'm glad it's free entry because that does sound kind of weird. It's like to pay to get into a cemetery.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, so that sounds interesting. I'm not sure what we were talking about going to Coushatta this weekend, but not going to do it. So I don't know what I'm doing. I think because no Texans game Sunday, so I'm not. Don't expect any sports map updates from me.
You're not working tonight?
Well, tonight I am, yeah.
Oh, okay. You mean this
Sunday.
Weekend, okay.
Yeah. In fact, Saturday and Sunday. Now, Sunday there's a couple things I have to post, but it doesn't take long. So, but yeah, man, I think I may go play that Sunday Lions tournament. I don't know. But I'm going to do something fun this weekend.
Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know if there will be enough time.
Yeah, I don't know. Nice. Oh, God. I just had is it old school? Yeah, old school reference, yeah. Yeah, just flashback to that. You want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? No.
I'm going to say, of the Bombshells we've been to, probably the hottest chicks here, right?
Yeah, I was...
like, we've been to three.
See, I was going to try to say it in a less creepy manner.
A less blunt way?
Yeah. In that, just...
I mean, no offense to the ladies at the other Bombshells where we've done the show, but...
Yeah, they're fine.
And maybe it's because we caught them on Halloween.
Well, that's always – you could be a 7. If you're dressed up in a Halloween costume,
right.
You're a 9.
By the way, that bartender, same unit as me. We're same unit, 101st Airborne.
Okay, yeah, she doesn't even know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I wore that same patch for 4 years. Mm. We're a team, me and you.
Did your chest pop out like that?
No.
Oh, okay, just checking.
No.
But, yeah, this is very high quality, I would say.
Yeah.
I was going to say it tactfully and just say that the scenery is superior to a lot of places.
Right. I just like to not beat around the bush and just say, chicks are hotter here.
Okay.
It's
fine. I agree.
And it's really not even that close.
No, it's – I would say this
– it's an upgrade. It's like going from, like, day shift to night shift. Like, the quality's gone whoop.
Well, I would say the other ones are kind of like Oklahoma, maybe Ohio State.
Yeah.
This is Alabama.
That's fair.
Is that better?
That's fair.
Okay. Because, well, I mean, the other ones,
I don't know if I want to say they're Alabama yet, because I think we've got some more places to go.
That's true. That's true.
But, I mean, they're at least Clemson right now. At least.
Yeah. It's the Alabama so far.
Right.
Year
to date, they're Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah. They're unbeaten. How's that? But they're not Central Florida unbeaten.
No. No.
Oh, geez. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. And if you want to come out here, man.
Meanwhile, these chicks are like, these guys are the Rice of radio shows. This is like, this is as bad as it gets.
Well,
we've had a bunch of radio shows in here. These are the ugliest guys that have ever been in.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about appearance-wise.
Yeah.
Actual performance-wise.
Right. Who cares about that?
Yeah, well, they don't.
They don't care about that.
No. No. But, no, I don't think we're Rice. That's kind of harsh. I think we may be Florida Atlantic this year.
Okay.
Showed promise at one time, and then, yeah. And then the reality is just not very good.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 832 asks, need help in a pick 'em. Steelers to cover against the Browns. Also, Chiefs to cover against the Broncos.
I lean Chiefs, and I lean Browns. And really, the only reason I lean Browns is because historically, even when the Browns have been crappy, they always play Pittsburgh tough. And that's just a pretty big number. So, I don't feel great about either one, because I don't ever feel great about giving 10 points with someone. But
yeah,
I feel like the Broncos are a total mess right now. And Kansas City's just a buzzsaw. And, like, think about this. Are the Broncos better than the Bengals?
I don't think so.
Not markedly, right?
Yeah, they may be
the same
team.
If they are, they're
best,
not way
right?
better.
Yeah, at best, they're the same team.
They just beat the Bengals by 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And the Broncos are even more beat up defensively than the Bengals were.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. I don't want to get in the way of that Kansas City train.
No, me either. I'm actually I like them to cover.
I might fade the Rams this week just because I feel like you're getting – you remember yesterday I was like – when do you ever see Clayton Kershaw with a plus 155?
Yeah.
When do you ever see Aaron Rodgers with a plus 9? You just don't.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen.
So when I get that, I'm leaning there.
Old School Chris says he has a training class off 290 at 6. He's leaving early so he can stop by Bombshell.
Sweet.
Good move, Old School Chris. And Jay says
that's an old school move.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Leave work early to go hang out with chicks?
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah, I used to do that back in the day, way back in the day. Jay says, if anyone's Rice, it's Barry and Joel. That's not nice. They're better than Rice.
Barry and Joel probably better looking than us.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, they both can do videos and not look like trolls.
Yeah.
I can't say that about us. So, yeah, I'd say they're more like, I'd probably put TCU on them.
Oh, okay.
Or is that too high?
I mean, you're saying that they had really high hopes and have really disappointed.
Yeah, but I think year in, year out, they're pretty consistent.
How's okay. How about
plus, we know Barry's a big-time Christian. So.
I was thinking about them as, like, maybe Kentucky. Like, we know they're not that good, but on the surface, it's like, oh, well, look at their win-loss. It's pretty good.
They have nice uniforms.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, I got to tell you guys about My Computer Career. If your job's sucking the life out of you, wake up and change it. You can do something else. IT, I know what you're thinking. I don't know anything about math or science. How am I going to do IT for a living? Well, it's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. If you don't absolutely love what you're doing, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation now. You could be on your way to making more money. And your new career as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week. That'll give you everything you need to start your new career. More than a school, too, they help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth.